With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Search underway for suspects in that shooting that killed four people and wounded 18 others in a popular nightlife area late last night in Birmingham, Alabama. Police say the victims were caught in the crossfire during the shooting. Police Chief Scott Thurman says this appears to have been a targeted shooting.
We believe the individual that was targeted is among the deceased. We believe that there was a hit, if you will, on that particular person, as far as, you know, someone was willing to pay money to have that person killed. We just have that information from some of the information we've learned in the last few hours of that investigation. I mean, that could change, but that's where we're at right now.
A deal today on Capitol Hill, a short-term spending bill that will fund federal agencies for 3 months. That agreement today averting a possible partial government shutdown when the new budget year begins on the first day of October. Also at srnnews.com, new problems for the new UK Labour Party.
Britain's Labour Party is gathering for its annual conference amid a rocky start in power and a scandal over clothes. Whilst the annual Labour Party conference should be a time to celebrate their landslide victory in the recent UK elections, Prime Minister Keir Starmer has a lot to worry about. His government is facing a reckoning with a battered economy and an electorate impatient for change. The mood among Labour members gathering in Liverpool has been further dampened by a storm over Starmer's acceptance of freebies at a time when millions of people are struggling with the cost of living. Karen Shamas, London.
Hackers demanding $6 million in Bitcoin from the operator of the Seattle-Tacoma International Airport for documents they stole during a cyber attack. Officials say the airport has linked the attack to a ransomware gang. Meanwhile, an official says the airport will not pay. This is SRN News. Pornography is bad for your mental health.
A new poll from the Institute for Family Studies finds that young adults who view porn frequently are more likely to feel lonely and suffer from depression. A control group of people who did not look at pornography had much better mental health. A growing number of states are passing laws designed to keep children from accessing porn and getting hooked on it. The major online pornographers, including Pornhub, are fighting any and all restrictions in court. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
For a second time this year, congressional Republicans blocking legislation to establish a nationwide right to in vitro fertilization. GOP lawmakers argue the bill is an election year stunt by Democrats. IVF, controversial in pro-life circles. That because the process involves the generation of multiple embryos, some of which are destroyed. This is SRN News. John Scott reports an educational opportunity for inmates.
A top supplier of digital devices for U.S. prisons is launching a new program to help incarcerated individuals earn a high school diploma by using the company's tablets. The expansion in virtual education could hold promise for inmates, many of whom lack basic literacy skills. Digital devices can help prisons continue offering programming, even when volunteers can't enter, such as during security lockdowns. But some advocates warn shortcomings with prison technology remain. Tablets are designed to have limited functionality due to security concerns. John Scott reporting.
Former Washington State Governor and U.S. Senator Dan Evans has died. He was the keynote speaker at the 1968 National GOP Convention. He was 98. More details at srnnews.com.